And today, Russia passed a new law that will give the government much greater control over the internet. Critics say this is aimed at silencing opposition bloggers and restricting what people can say on social media. It would also force email providers and social networks to make their users' information available to Russia's security services. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Moscow.
Russian President Vladimir Putin recently sent a chill through many internet users with this comment at a media forum.
You do know that it all began initially when the internet first appeared as a special CIA project, and this is the way it is developing.
Putin said Americans set the system up so that everything would go through servers in the United States, where it's monitored. The president's statement came as Russia's parliament was working on a package of bills that would place restrictions on bloggers and websites. This is Anton Nosik, a popular blogger.
The objective of those laws is to block Russian internet from the rest of the world and to shut down biggest foreign social networks, to block access to foreign social networks for Russian users.
And, Nosik adds, to establish control over networks that are physically based in Russia. One key provision of the law would require bloggers to register with the government if their blogs receive more than 3,000 hits a day. Registered bloggers would then be treated like mass media, required to certify the factual accuracy of the information in their blogs, but they wouldn't have the same protection and privileges as other journalists. One of the leading sponsors of the law, Irina Yarovaya, made it clear what lawmakers are aiming for, an end to anonymity on the internet in Russia.
In principle, anonymity is always deception. It's a wish to mislead someone. I can't see any reason to raise lying to a human virtue or an understanding of what freedom is.
The law also gives the government new grounds to press charges against bloggers, including defamation and inciting hatred. Journalist Kirill Martinov says these rather vaguely defined offenses could make it impossible to express meaningful opinions.
I can't incite hatred towards fascists, for example, or I can't criticize police officers. I think anything that's published in a blog that's not to the authorities' liking can be used against the person who writes the blog.
Another provision of the law prohibits revealing information about citizens' homes and their personal or family lives. Critics say that could be used against anti-corruption bloggers who've revealed embarrassing details about undeclared bank accounts and luxurious homes owned by public officials. Finally, Anton Nosik says the law says that all email providers and social networks must store information about users, their posts, and their email on servers in Russia.
This is what Russian authorities traditionally request from local platforms, and they are always given that information. I doubt it strongly that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or other Google services will ever comply. And if they don't comply, they have to be blocked. That's what the law says.
The law is scheduled to take effect in August. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.